Nolte, election denier Jake Tapper crashes and burns in Frito's old time slot. By John Nolte on October 24, 2022. Far-left CNN promoted election denier Jake Tapper to Chris Cuomo's old time slot, and the results have been a total humiliation. Granted, Cuomo always landed in far last place in the 9 p.m. slot, but he at least averaged around a million viewers. Looking at the number of viewers at 9 p.m. today, you would think Don Lemon was anchoring the hour. You know, the same Don Lemon whose ratings were so awful he was demoted from primetime to a failed morning show? Here's the breakdown of total viewers for the most recent week of available 9 p.m. numbers. Friday, October 14. Fox, Sean Hannity, 2.72 million. MSNBC, Alex Wagner, 1.4 million. Kmall, Jake Tapper, 633,000. Monday, October 17. Fox, Sean Hannity, 2.61 million. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, 2.22 million. Kmall, Jake Tapper, 571,000. Tuesday, October 18. Fox, Sean Hannity, 2.99 million. MSNBC, Alex Wagner, 1.42 million. Kmall, Jake Tapper, 578,000. Wednesday, October 19. Fox, Sean Hannity, 2.86 million. MSNBC, Alex Wagner, 1.54 million. Kmall, Jake Tapper, 613,000. Tuesday, October 20. Fox, Sean Hannity, 2.98 million. MSNBC, Alex Wagner, 1.22 million. Kmall, Jake Tapper, 523,000. We're 3 weeks away from a consequential national election, and Tapper is sitting in the same time slot that once delivered the highest-rated hour at CNN. Yet night after night, he's humiliated. Tapper is such a reject, he's losing a huge chunk of his lead in Anderson Cooper's already minuscule audience. After 4 years of colluding with Democrats to deny the results of the 2016 presidential election with the Russia collusion hoax, Tapper's reputation is shot. After getting caught meddling in elections and then lying about it, Tapper's credibility is ash. This guy went to CNN with credibility, respect, and the goodwill of people on both sides of the aisle. Then he sold his soul to Jeff Zucker and got smug, preachy, self-righteous, and dishonest. And now he can't even hold on to Anderson Cooper's small audience, much less attract as many viewers as that idiot Frito. Who would ever trust or even like this guy again? He's such a failure that even though he debuted at 9 p.m. with an interview with his fraudulent MC Joe Biden, nobody tuned in. Why would they? Everyone knew Tapper would make it a dull, predictable love-in, which is exactly what it turned out to be. Why watch a news show anchored by a guy so desperate to protect a failed president he went out of his way not to make news? Tapper's a national punchline now, with the ratings to prove it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.